Welcome to the newest Weekly Freak. I'm Jacqueline Pirtle, your host. You can find me at freakyhealer.com. Imagine this moment. We all have it once in a while. You just don't feel so good. You're just emotionally not feeling good. Doesn't even matter why. We're not going to talk about the why. This podcast episode is about you not feeling good. A quick little shift, what you can do is the following. First of all, it's important that you acknowledge, I don't feel good. Because if you don't acknowledge it, then, you know, what are you going to shift, right? You have to acknowledge it. I do not feel good. And that's okay. I don't feel good. And then you kind of take a deep breath in and out, and you kind of just let that sit for a second and give yourself a stop, a momentum stop. And, you know, in that acknowledgement, and with that, you can move actually forward. I don't feel good. Deep breath in and out. And that's okay. So instead of going and chasing after, you know, what makes you not feeling good and trying to change that, which is never a good idea anyway, but that's another podcast episode. What you can do is in that moment where you're acknowledging it and you're giving it room to be and you're taking a deep breath in and out and you're stopping the momentum, you can say, think and feel. Well, tell you what, right now where I'm at in the physical life level, I don't feel so good. However, there is always in the whole universe, as my wholesome being and a wholesome entity of living life, there is always Mother Earth. You know, you're standing on it, you're sitting on it and whatnot, your feet are touching it. There is Mother Earth. And if you think about the center of Mother Earth, the energy, the energetic value that it carries in there, it's cozy, it's warm, it's like really nourishing, you know, it's really gentle and it's kind and loving, you know. It's this embracement, right? Mother Earth is this embracing energetic value. Mother Earth, right? I mean, listen to these words. Mother Earth is like that, you know. That is the energy. So you can actually shift yourself into being in the frequency of Mother Earth. You can touch it and feel the coziness, the nourishment, the growth opportunities, and all this good stuff, right? And you can really sense that energy. You can lay on it, you can walk barefoot, you can just think about it, you can look at a picture about that has Mother Earth in it, you know, and the feelings and everything that can come up with that. And then with that feeling and thinking and saying it and seeing it, imagining it and really becoming it, that shifts you from feeling not so good into the energetic essence and frequency of Mother Earth, which is beautiful. And you haven't solved anything, you know, of the why you're even feeling bad, but you shifted your energy while leaving it where it belongs. It's just, you know, why give your attention to that right now? Why not just shift yourself? Another idea would be to say, okay, I acknowledge I don't feel so good. That's okay. Deep breath in and out. I'm going to stop the momentum. And then I think about the heavens, the sky, you know, the limitless universe. Well, how does that make you feel? Oh my gosh, limitless, you know, possible. It's light and it's like you're flying high, you know, and you're free up there too. And it's like changeable, right? And it's like not a form. You can just be whatever, whoever you want to be, thinking of the sky, the universe, that limitlessness, right? And the heavens. It's also somewhat spiritual. It's somewhat, you know, glory. It's somewhat holy too, whatever that is for you, right? Think about the heavens, think about the universe and the possibility, the endless possibility, and that it has no form. And when you think it, you feel it, you talk about it, you imagine it, you visualize it, you become that. And with that, you shift into that beautiful, beautiful, pure light energy. Once again, from feeling unwell, you shifted that energy without even changing anything on a physical life level. Now imagine what's in between Mother Earth and, you know, going down Mother Earth and up in the heavens. Well, it's physical life. So when you don't feel so good, instead of doing anything else like changing, running after solutions and all that kind of stuff, or even going to do a business, you inverted now, I'm not feeling good. Realize that you're in the middle, you're in a physical life level. Why not stepping out first before you do anything and just basically becoming either the energetic essence of Mother Earth or the energetic essence of the heavens, and then spending a little bit of feeling and thinking time in these entities. And then you feel good again. You nourish yourself. You shift as a whole being because your energy and everything is out there is energy. You shift into a great, great, good feeling, into an amazing, amazing frequency. And that frequency of well-feeling is who you really are. It's aligned with your most inner, your precious inner being. That's who you are. You're not the trouble. You're not the unwell feeling. You are this well-feeling entity, which is in alignment with your inner being, which is also in alignment with Mother Earth, and it's in alignment with the heavens. So you have so many choices on places, energetic essences, where you can go when you don't feel good, and you don't even have to touch anything that's really giving you hardship in physical life. And then when you're in that well feeling for a little bit, you know, give yourself that time as you deserve to feel good. And only then you can go revisit physical life level, which is in the middle, and say, okay, what's left? A lot of times what made you feel unwell is not even there anymore, because you realize either it got solved because you took the momentum away, or you also realize it's not even a big deal anymore because it's not your truth. Because a lot of times when we don't feel good, it's, you know, it's kind of created by our old recordings and old habits and old beliefs, the way we live life. Tell you what, go all energetic. You don't feel good, acknowledge, give yourself a break, take the momentum off, breathe, and then go either up or down. Both is beautiful, and make yourself feel amazing for a long time. And then you can come back to physical life level and magic happens that way. I hope this helps you. It's very spiritual what I'm talking about, but it's also extremely energetic. So even if you're not spiritual, or you can base this on any faith that you have, even if you're just saying, well, I'm really just not into that woo stuff, you know, it's not woo. It's actually energetic living and being and businessing. So try it. Give it a try. It might be new for you, but give it a try. It might be weird for you, but give it a try. You might not believe in it, but give it a try, because you have nothing to lose, but only to gain well-feeling out of this technique. I hope you enjoy it, and I'll talk to you next week. This is Jacqueline from Freaky Healer.